Okie dokie, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages, the fishing report is about to begin. Yes, it is.
Yay.
Oh, boy. You know, I bet you we even have something for that. Like, the fishing report is about to begin. Yay. Oh, boy. They seem to like it.
They seem to be.
Okay. Everybody seems happy.
All six of them?
All six of them, yeah. All right. Is that our fan? Look, it's on medium. Okay.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay. Peace River Systems. What do we got?
There's some juvenile tarpon and still some snook up there around Shell Creek. And then the gar starting to move around a lot more, too. I haven't heard a whole lot up there because of this rain this past week.
Yeah, I was going to get out there. Yeah, I went up and lost a nice fish by one of the manatee signs. You know, you've got that major structure of a sign there with the manatee sign. And nobody ever fishes it, me included. I went up and started casting at a couple of them the other day. Got railed.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm going to actually... let's see if I can... There we go. Okay, say really again.
Really?
No, you gotta wait. Otherwise, I can't tell. Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah, all right. That's about the same. Okay. Yeah, I mean, after all these years, I'm literally looking at this, and I went, you know what? That shade, there's structure, there's pilings. Why wouldn't a fish be there? Cast, wait, wham! No kidding.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it only took me, you know, 8 years to figure it out, right. 10 years to figure it out, but I'm going to be tossing at quite a few of them. I'm going to go around and see what I can do on a bunch of them. Just,
it's a good idea.
We'll have to take the little skiff up there and just go one to the other to the other. We can do that with the little boat.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, we'll try that. All right, but we're taking something... medium heavy with, we'll take a couple light rods, but we got to take something at least a 10 to 20 with like 30 braid on it, 40 pound leader. Because I mean, when I say I got railed, I had 25 pound test leader, 20 pound braid, and it was zing pow. It was one of those little Chinese fish, zing pow.
Nice.
Okay, Darst I-75. What's in that area?
I've heard of a couple of black drum, but other than that, it's been pretty quiet. I caught one little tiny trout there at the 41 bridge, but he said, or at the 75 bridge, but he said it was really small.
Said possible tiny trout.
Possible tiny trout.
Not much of an endorsement.
Nope.
Okay, 41.
41 bridge is a little better.
The Gilcrest bridges, to be exact. Okay, go ahead.
41. Is it really?
Yeah, that's the Gilcrest bridges.
That's what they call it?
Mm-hmm. Somebody was telling me yesterday, Gilcrest Park, that they want to, you know, take the park out and put in casinos there. I said, what are you smoking? There's not enough land there to put a casino on.
Uh-uh.
You would have to buy Gilcrest Park, the that motel. I mean,
right.
It would just, it's physically impossible to put in, I mean, a casino that would be worth spending more than 5 minutes in.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, it just shows you how rumors fly. And, you know, oh, they're going to take out that park and they're going to put a casino in. A little tiny place.
Yeah.
I mean, what casino would want to do that?
Right.
You know, I said, you can't even gamble there. For now. I'm like, really, for now? Yeah, in other words, no, you can't gamble there.
Right. And they're saying even if it does pass, they said it could take up to 10 years before they actually finalize it. So it's like, okay, whatever.
Why? I mean, what's wrong with people going to Vegas? You know, you got Indian casinos, mm-hmm. and let the tribes make the money. I mean, let's face it. All these groups cry, you know, oh, I'm white and I'm underprivileged and I'm black and I'm under this and all that. Let's face it, nobody gets screwed more than the American Indians. Yeah. Native Americans, they got screwed. I mean, yeah. They were just really good fighters. So, yeah. You know, I'm sorry, if you're going to let anybody have something, let the, I shouldn't say American Indians, I'm supposed to say Native Americans, but, you know, American Indians, but they need to get some benefits out of it.
Yes.
Those folks got screwed over royally. So,
yes, they did.
Yeah, it was inevitable for things to end up the way it was. It was unconscionable the way it happened. Just my own personal opinion. Back to the fishing, 41 Bridge.
There's been some trout there. There's not numbers, but they have been a little better quality. 16, 18, 19 inchers. Some Spanish mackerel kind of moving in and out with the tide and the glass minnows. There's been some catch and release snook in the mornings and late at night, and a few tarpon at night. So it's doing okay. There's a lot of life down there, a lot of bait, a lot of miscellaneous glass minnows, white bait, thread fins. Kind of a good mixed gamut of stuff that makes it worthwhile. You know, and I think that's what's keeping it finally active there.
Yeah, it's going to last until the rains hit. You know what? We were just on the Peace River, and we got on fishandfranks.com, weather and tides. So let's scroll down and see what the Peace River's doing. Peace River button, there it is. And under the river and creek sections. Oh my goodness, it's over 4 feet.
Nice.
It was at 1 foot on the 13th, and today is the 18th, I guess?
Yep,
the 18th. It's as of the 14th, so let's see, today's Friday, the 18th, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday. Monday, it went up about 2 inches, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it went up a foot a day. You know, a little, actually more than a foot, a little over a foot a day. It's at
pretty
four,
impressive.
Climbing to 4.5. Still on the way up.
Nice.
Yep. We're at 162. I guess the average or mean is 318 for this time of year. So it's still below average, but boy, got some water coming down the river.
Yeah, finally.
So, yeah, I want to go back on the weather and tides from when we get to the Gulf. I'm going to do the Gulf water temperatures because that's, you know, just wondering what's happening with the water. We found out the Peace River's rising. We're getting some fresh water coming down. That helps bring a little bit of bait. Naples, 2 degrees below average. St. Pete, 1.5 degrees below average. Pensacola, 3 degrees above average. So, Key West is still out. But Naples is actually below average. Do you know why this is? People always think, well, the rain. And that would cause a little bit of it, but it's the cloud cover.
Right.
Once we have the clouds over the Gulf the way we've had, and you can tell the clouds weren't up in Pensacola over the last week. They were down here. And it dropped that water temp a couple of degrees because the sun can't bake into the water.
Right.
So that's going to make some good fishing. We're back in the 70s in our Gulf. Right.
That's real good.
It's very good for this time of year.
Yeah, it keeps a lot of different things around.
Absolutely. All right. That was the 41 Bridge, so that's going to take us over to Lashley Pier.
Been a few catch and release snook at night. A few whiting during the day. Some very small mangrove snapper. And there's even been a couple black drum kind of cruising around, milling around there. We had a guy catch a... To me, it looked like a baby black tip. It was really hard to tell from his picture, but it was only about 18 inches long. He cut it loose, which is good, but it was really hard to tell what it was.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of new birth right now.
Yeah.
A lot of, this is May. This is when all the sharks pop out.
Peak pupping month.
So for everybody out there wanting to do sharks and stuff, okay, catch and release is fine, but no keeping sharks until, really, you don't want to keep a shark till the second week of June.
Yeah.
You know, if you're only down here, you're here on vacation, you want to eat some shark meat, okay, we give you that pass, but feel the belly, and if you feel a little young one squirming around in there, let it go and find a male.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, you can see the two claspers, penile-looking things underneath the male sharks.
Yeah, by the anal fins, which is just behind the anal opening. Well, actually, it's kind of like right in front of the anal opening.
Yeah, yep. So, and they point backwards. They don't point forwards, boys and girls. All right, Bayshore Pier.
I have not heard of anything there. There were some guys fishing it late last night, but I haven't heard anything.
Okay, moving on. The canals in Port Charlotte.
Jacks are still coming through in pretty good numbers. Quite a few small snook, occasional ladyfish, all the little baby mangrove snapper you want. And then there's been a handful of black drum and juvenile tarpon inside there. You know, people are seeing them swimming by their walls and seeing the tarpon rolling around out there. So it's usually a pretty good indication things are going on. I've seen some glass minnows at night behind the house, and I can smell them pretty good. So there's a fairly heavy number of them, but they're not dancing on the surface or showing themselves real well.
You really smell these fish?
Mm-hmm.
What do you smell when you smell the fish?
Bait fish, to me, smell like a watermelon rind. That's really? The best way I can describe it.
And now, for all those of you, you know, in Colorado, Canada, welcome our Canadian friends there and everybody else. You know, where we always thank God for global warming. Otherwise, there'd be no Canadians. There'd be a mile and a half of ice. So, you know, glad you guys are there. Everybody out there listening, whether in the east coast of Florida or somewhere around the country or the world, there's about 15,000 people tune in for this nonsense. I am going to declare this right now. Robert has just said, in as serious a face as I've ever seen, that when he goes out there, he smells bait fish farts, which bait fish farts actually smell like watermelon rind. Now, you heard it here. You heard it first. And, you know, I mean, we have brought this breaking news to you, where if you're on the water and you smell watermelon rinds, that is bait fish farts.
I don't know about bait fish farts, but...
Yes, see,
if you want to think about how silly it is, let's see, it's probably been, gosh, probably at least 5 years ago, I went out fishing with your father.
Oh, yeah.
And... we went down to Pirate Harbor, and it was really sporty that day. And he wanted some bait fish because he wanted to be able to chum, put some in the freezer to chum with.
Right.
And it's thumping, but that was the only place where anyone was catching them at. It was on the bar out there. I'm like, okay. So we started idling around out there, and I'm like, there they are. And he's like, what? I said, turn around. I said, I smell them. They're right back there. We turned around and he thought I was out of my mind. I'm like, throw the net. We're about right on top of him. Threw the net and he had enough white bait for what he needed for his couple Ziploc baggies worth.
Okay. Now, it's on. I'm sorry. We are going out.
Ask him.
I believe you. You know, I can never mind. Okay. I get it. I'm going to say this, but you heard it first. You heard it here. Watermelon rinds is what bait fish farts smell like.
I've heard the old timers, that's how they find the bluegills in there when they go on to bed up in those lakes up north, that mm-hmm. they'll actually drive the lake and smell them.
Okay. I'm gonna believe it. Okay. Elgin Bean Pier, please, for goodness sakes.
Elgin Bean Pier has been a little quiet, but some guys have been fishing there at night. And catching some catch and release snook, a couple of really big whiting, and the mangrove snapper bite has started to pick up the last couple of days. The guys fishing from the boats are even hooking a few tarpon under the bridge here and there. It's pretty much mostly been at night, and they've been mostly small, but they're at least hooking into some. I haven't heard of any cobia yet, which is weird because they should be there now with this.
There should be a ton of cobia around. So what about the rest of the Mayaca system?
I'm hearing of some Spanish mackerel closer to the mouth down there by marker 8 and marker 7 on occasion. Not good numbers, but a few. And then there's still a lot of snook and a handful of trout inside the Mayaca cutoff, especially more towards the northern end. And most of those guys are catching them on the small white bait that they're finding in the area. A couple of guys are doing okay on the early morning topwater bite.
Okay.
So it's not bad, but I don't think you have much more time of that with the way this rainy season's kind of off to an early start so far. You know, I don't know how much longer that'll last.
No, I mean, I checked the weather in the mornings, and I was looking, and it's pretty much going with the, okay, standard summertime Florida weather report. Thunderstorms in the afternoon, possible thunderstorms. And yeah, they're calling for one day this weekend to rain all day, but I don't believe them as of yet.
I don't either.
I don't know what's going on, but I just don't believe them. But there is a system that they're watching down off, it's actually below the Yucatan. And that system could maybe be a low or subtropic low or a tropical or something. They think it might actually turn into a low that might turn into something maybe later at a, you know, possibility.
Theoretically, and possibly, maybe.
And what's really weird is I've heard like four people telling me, oh, you know, the storm's already started down in the Caribbean. You know, they got there's hurricanes forming down there. And I'm watching this morning, and I watched the whole weather thing. And they're thinking because the one high's on this side and the other high's on that side that it should make a more dense low and maybe come up and do something. I'm like, I got to tell you, they're even talking about 2 weeks before it's a possibility. A lot can happen in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Let me know about 4 days out.
Yeah, exactly. That's all right, a pretty big stretch.
South Gulf Co.
Actually, I got a report for in there. The Mayan cichlids.
Jumping Jehoshaphat.
Yeah, guy catching Mayan cichlids and catching a lot of them. He's just actually fishing intentionally for them. He's using worms and shrimp going up along the canals and just pitching up underneath people's docks. He's caught a couple small mangrove snapper too in addition to those, but he's been catching some pretty good sized Mayans. He's like, nobody fishes for them, and they're easy and they eat good.
Yeah, they're tasty little fish.
Yeah, he's just having a good time.
All right, that's going to take us over the west wall.
West wall, a lot of snook still moving along it. Just worked the bushes mostly. There's been an occasional redfish, and those were being caught on cut sardines, cut pinfish, and cut ladyfish. And those guys were being super patient, working an area for a good half hour to an hour, and then moving to the next little spot and waiting. You know, letting the pinfish kind of do the chumming for them. A couple guys are still seeing some cobia and tarpon on the outside edge of the bar. You know, in that 4 to 5 feet of water. Water's still clear enough. You know, it's been real windy out of the south, so it's kind of been blowing right up along the west wall. But if you can
find
that little bit
of calm. Well, it's got that west in it, so that you're kind of protected there. The only thing worries me about southwest is getting from Port Charlotte Beach over to the west wall.
Yeah.
The more west it is, the better that trip is, but the more south it's in it, the longer that water travels to hit that area from Hog Island over to the Port Charlotte Beach.
Yeah.
And I usually find myself coming up along to Colony Point, then just kind of cutting across to get on the flats over there off of Hog Island, and then going up. And,
right,
you know, I can usually run over to sideways to the waves and kind of surf my way across to the other side.
Right.
And then it's just, I can get in the shallows and the waves cut down pretty good. I can get in that 2 feet of water. And as soon as they hit the sandbar where it hits the three, those waves start breaking. So by the time you're in 2 feet of water, you can just shoot right across there. But you got to be careful, because if you're in 2 feet of water and it's pretty wavy, you're in 3 feet of water, then you're in a foot of water. Then you're, you know, because if it's supposed to be two and the waves are going up and down,
it gets skinny real quick.
Real easy to drag that prop across there.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, at Cape Hayes.
A lot of bonnet heads, some small baby sharks of assorted unknowns. Been a handful of trout, mostly small. The snook are stacked up right along your shoreline that you like to fish, between Muddy Cove and Turtle Bay there. I've heard of a handful of trout and a handful of ladyfish and Spanish mackerel, but they're very lightly peppered throughout the whole thing on the shallows and on the outside edges. So, I mean, it's a good place to go if you want to bend the rod. You're going to catch kind of an assortment. It's just not continuous.
Yeah. Another place we're going to get down to here real soon. But I would rather be doing that than go working the markers on the river, but I got a better chance of doing that because it's right outside the house.
Yeah, it's convenient.
Yeah. And I got to run the 15-footer anyway. I haven't run that in forever. All right. What the heck? Where did I just type that? All right, I was... Okay. I wrote the wrong thing in the wrong spot. Give me some on Bull Bay, Turtle Bay again.
Bull Bay and Turtle Bay, you got a handful of trout scattered throughout the whole thing, some ladyfish. Even heard of a couple of little Spanish mackerel up in there with some small jacks, some bluefish.
Oh, god damn. Sorry, hang on, we're going to have to go again. This thing's having fits on me again.
That's not good.
Yeah, I know.
Just wants to type what it wants to type.
Where and what?
Oh, that's nice. So it's just adding it into random spots.
Yeah, but it's an old program. You know, I got to give it a break. Okay.
Trout, scattered, ladyfish, a couple of small Spanish mackerel, small jacks, some bluefish, some baby sharks again. And then the... still quite a few snook up inside there along the bushes and underneath some of the shacks. They've even got some bigger snook hanging out in them. And then you've got a lot of big snook cruising the flat out in front between Bull and Turtle. So it's doing really good. That's actually a pretty fishy area in general for a mixed variety of stuff, depending on what you want to catch. You know, other than tarpon, I haven't heard of any of those juvenile tarpon moving into the back yet like you normally do, but that's usually seems to be more like late June and July kind of thing.
Okay, capes, danger?
Spanish mackerel, handful of cobia. Guy cut a couple of legal size gags off of them the other day. Season's still closed on them, I think, but he didn't keep them anyway, so I'm assuming. And then the, an assortment of sharks, especially some black nose and some Atlantic sharp nose, been scattered through that whole area in between Cape Hayes and Danger Reef. That's a really pretty cool little fishy area through there right now.
Okay, and Gasparilla Sound behind Boca, anywhere up in there?
Right there around Three Sisters, there's baby sharks. A few bigger black nose and sharp nose along the edge of the intercoastal going up and on the flats there on both sides, but especially on the Widden Bay side, there's ladyfish, a few Spanish mackerel, some bluefish on the flats there between Widden Creek and Catfish Creek, a lot of snook, actually a couple of redfish, believe it or not, and the a lot of small trout. So it's kind of a mixed bag. And my nephew, I think it was a week and a half ago out there, sight casted a nurse shark, a baby nurse shark, about a 3-footer.
Well, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. He said it came up out of a sand hole in about 3 feet of water, and he's like, oh, look at this thing. And it kind of glided past his, he's got a ginu, and he had a bait well with, he said, a few dozen pinfish in it and a couple pieces of white bait. He said the shark literally got past the boat and did a 180 and came right up behind his boat by his live well. And sat there for about 10 to 20 seconds, following him, and then just all of a sudden kind of shied away and sat back down in a sand hole. He's like, huh, I can't pass this up. So he turned back around with a pinfish and flipped in front of it. And he said that pinfish started to swim down. He said it was about 3 feet of water, so he said crystal clear. And he said all of a sudden the shark moved and the pinfish disappeared. He set the hook and landed it. He got a really good picture of himself holding it. He's gotten really good at setting up his camera on his ginu, where he can get some really good shots of himself holding up fish.
You know, I've thought about that. You know, wiring my boat up for pictures and everything. But do I really want people to see me out there screwing up? I like being the man, the myth, the walk around living legend. If they ever got to see it,
right?
You know, that legend would die. Yeah,
well, it's like Carl went Facebook Live the other day with me fighting that fish, and you know, it's like, you know, I'm going to cuss, I'm going to do things wrong, I'm going to do this. I'm like thinking, man, you know, it's like, it's easier to teach people and not let them actually see that, you know what? But I do tell people all the time, because they come in here, I did this, and I did this. I said, well, don't worry, I did that at least 3 different times before I finally figured it out that you don't do that. I still do this to this day on accident.
Yeah, and it's really funny, but... And some of the people that are most critical are the ones that don't know anything.
Yeah.
You know, you and I, because we're in here so much, it's kind of like Rock Hudson in that one movie where he's this guy in the store and he tells people, they go out and catch all these fish and he knows what to do and for every different location and all that, where the fish are and all that, and everybody's catching fish. But he goes out and he just doesn't get a chance to go. And he just doesn't, you know, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between being a teacher, and when I was doing charters, I was all that.
Right.
I was, you know, I could pinpoint cast, I could do this, and I mean, but to be quite honest, it was, you know, it's a whole different world than actually when you get out there. Okay, anyway, enough about what I should do, shouldn't do, and what we can do and can't do. I'm hoping to get enough time, hopefully this summer, to, and it's probably not going to happen, because, you know, we have the possibility of losing at least two people here over the next month or so.
Yep.
So whether that we do lose them or not, you know, all kinds of stuff happens. But all right, Placida Pier, it's just gonna be a lot of extra work for us.
Placida Pier is still closed.
Okay.
Guys are fishing it from boats and doing fairly well, but nobody's standing on it legally anyway. And I have not heard anything from the county yet as far as what
how
they're
about
gonna do.
Anything from South Pier on off the island, anything?
They've been getting some small mangrove snapper, a few Spanish mackerel, and then that's it. Well, they were catching some pompano at the end of last week. I haven't heard anything this week, but I think it was either Friday or Saturday. I got a couple pompano reports there.
Okay. Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay's been doing pretty good. Not a lot of trout, but good size trout, especially up there at that... is that Buck Creek, I think it is, the guy was in here today? I think it's Buck Creek is what he called it. He's been doing real good on some trout. A few snook, catch and release. Ladyfish, some bluefish. A few Spanish mackerel. A couple of tarpon have been cruising up and down the intercoastal. There's a lot of singles here and there, so if you're really patient, want to wait for them to come to you, it's worthwhile. But going up there and trying to sight fish them by moving around, you're going to be moving around a lot. Most of the guys are seeing them by accident.
Okay, that's going to take us over to the pier there by the bridge. What's up?
I have not heard anything off of that pier this week, just the bridge itself for boat fishermen.
Gotcha. What was under the bridge?
Tarpon at night, some catch and release snook, been some good sized mangrove snapper, some small assorted sharks, kind of a mixed gamut of stuff. The guy was also catching a couple pompano off of there, but that was
right, well,
sometime last week.
Take us out into the Golfito del Mexico.
It's been pretty sporty out there this week with that south wind, so I haven't gotten a ton of reports, but a couple of guys have been going out, barracuda, Spanish mackerel, seeing some cobia. A couple of guys have been seeing some permit. And then, of course, your mangrove snapper and lane snapper are still doing pretty good in that 30 to 60 feet of water. It's been just a little too bumpy to get a lot of good reports for anything consistent anyway. Especially Wednesday when I was out there, I'm like, ooh, there's a shrimp boat out there. No, not going to go. When you got 2-foot white caps inside the pass, it's probably going to be not any better out there.
No.
At that point, I probably would have got seasick.
You know, just possible death and destruction. Well, always a slow thing. Okay, yeah. Anything in Venice?
Venice, off the jetties there, Spanish mackerel. Snook are starting to move through there in pretty good numbers. And what was he talking about the other day?
Pompano, permit, flounder. Whiting.
He caught a couple small flounder and a couple small whiting, but there was something else random that he named off that he was getting. I can't remember now.
All right, we're going to go down to Stump Pass.
Stump Pass, same thing, kind of some, a few whiting, lots of snook moving out of there. The lizard fish are back in pretty good numbers. They've also been getting a couple jacks and Spanish, especially as you get right close to the pass itself. So it's starting to get better.
Okay, little Gasparilla?
Nothing, crickets.
Boca?
Boca, everything. Small sharks, some big snook. Had one guy catch a big bull red there the other night while he was out there kind of walking the beach. Daryl's been kicking butt on the snook there too. He sent me a picture today of a 40-incher that he got right at sunset out there. Of course, there's tarpon, small to moderate-sized shark for some of the beach fishermen.
All right, Captiva pass?
Actually, I've heard of a couple gags and a couple big mangrove snapper caught out of there last week. Other than that, nothing else.
All right.
Yeah, it's should be a lot of snook in there.
Redfish pass?
Snook are starting to really pile into there now. A customer, he's going down there. He tries to go down there every year at this time just because of the snook, but he was asking if we'd heard of anything else, and honestly, that was the only thing I could tell him that I'd heard of.
Yeah, I used to have customers that would want to do that, get in line and drift for the snook and all that. I went down and did it a couple times, and so I could get in rhythm and not screw everybody up, because if you have not been to Redfish Pass snook fishing and you go there for the first time, plan on stopping your boat and sitting there for half an hour to an hour and watch what they're doing.
Yep.
Figure it out, get a little closer, stay back, but look and see what the people are doing before you just jump in and make everybody mad. Yep. I have very few angry people down there, because most people know what they're doing, and the ones who don't stay back, watch, and then join in. Because it's not just pull up and fish. There's a whole drift and a pattern to it, and it's very organized. And the people that do it, they're not upset with each other. This is a very nicely done thing. So don't run in the middle of it, because you're going to go up towards the pass. Incoming tide, you're drifting in along the shoreline, and everybody catches fish. Everybody has a good time. But be cool. Don't be a jerk. Don't go in if you don't know what you're doing. Yep. Go down, watch, get yourself a clue, and then go join in. All right. Walking the beaches. I've heard about some whiting and some pompano. What do you got?
That's pretty much what I've got. I've gotten a couple people have caught a couple small jacks. Snook are starting to move out onto the beaches in all the locations. So it's definitely turning on, but it's been so windy I haven't gotten a ton of good reports. Waves crashing out there and it's kind of milky. But that's always good too, because that gets things fired up with disturbing the little sand fleas and the coquinos, the little clam, coquino clams or whatever they call them out there.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid seeing those by the millions. They used to be so cool to watch dig back into the sand as the waves broke over them.
Oh yeah, no. I've been out there many times getting sand fleas for bait, and you know, just watching those. It's really ridiculous how fast a sand flea can go through the sand.
Oh yeah,
and then you see these little shells dart down into the sand, and you're like, how the heck does something with no arms, no legs, no feet, no fingers shoot through the sand like that?
Yeah.
How does it dig its way down so quick?
I don't know.
Got no arms, no legs, no nothing. It's two shells. Boop, boop, and it goes right down in.
Yeah. It's weird. Pretty wild. It's very cool to see.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Punarassa Sanibel.
They've been getting a few tarpon down there dead baiting with catfish tails. It's a patience game, but guys are hooking a couple a day, which is better odds than most of the places going on. And then the snook are starting to move in around those docks there at Ponarasa. Well, of course, you got the causeway at night for some tarpon, which seems to be a little bit more consistent and steady. Other than that, I haven't heard of much else down there. I was hoping Bart would call me back, because I guess he was going to, Matt Lachey yesterday in that area. But
I know he's going to Matt Lachey, but, you know, boy, Bart needs to get off the couch a little bit more. that boy's getting pretty good size.
Yeah.
You know, I hadn't seen him in a while, and I'm like, whoa, I'm going to go out, get busy. I was out. I'm like, yeah, you might want to think about that. It's a good idea. I mean, I went couch fishing, what was it, Wednesday, and because I was going to go out and take the boat out and go running around, but it was rough and it was rainy, and I said, well, I'll just go couch fishing. I got me a nice one, you know, double pop-outs on it, the whole bit, leather. I mean, landed that sucker.
Held on to it for a while.
I held on to that couch all day.
Nice.
Yeah. You know? It was an all-day fight with that couch, but at the end, we were both out, so perfect. It was good. I haven't been couch fishing in a while. All right, Caloosahatchee River.
I've got nothing.
I got some snook near the mouth is the only thing I've heard about.
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet, but Matt Higg's back in town, so even though he's going to be up here tarpon fishing more often, but at least we might be able to get some feedback from him.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I told the guys in our Fort Myers store that they're going to have to start keeping a list or a journal. I call them up, hey, what's going on down there? Oh, I don't know. Didn't you talk to anybody? Oh, yeah, we had a bunch of people in here yesterday. Nobody said anything about fishing? Yeah, no, the guys were talking about fishing. Where? What?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm like, I'm going to beat you guys. Yeah. You know, I'm coming down with a cattle prod, you know.
Well, start off with that bait slinger, then I'm going to move over to that gaff.
Yeah. All right. Matt Lachey.
Matt Lachey, they've been getting a lot of snook off of it, some mangrove snapper, and then just right around the mouths there of the Cape Coral Canals, guys are seeing still a lot of tarpon, catching a lot of small snook. And then the flats have been producing a few trout here and there, but no real good numbers or size-wise that I'm hearing about. But it is it is at least consistent.
Okay. Pine Island Sound.
That's pretty fishy for a lot of little baby sharks and some even bigger sharks. Spanish mackerel, some bluefish, a few ladyfish. There are a lot of single tarpon cruising along the flats and some of those deep holes, but they're just passing through, not staying in any great numbers or anything. And then a lot of snook around those islands and even the Captiva Rocks area around that big kind of oyster bar, sandbar that's just to the south there.
You know what's around those?
The snook. A lot of snook around it. There's usually a handful of bigger trout, but most of the time those guys that catch those are wade fishing. Catching them by boat, it's strange how they don't chew very well.
I can get that. It's pretty skinny, and if your hull's... My hull's one of the best hulls I've ever ridden in. It's absolutely amazing, but it's noisy. If I catch that wind off the quarter of the front of that boat, it just gurgles and bumps. If I get it right off the side, my boat's pretty quiet. And the back is pretty good, too. But if I take it off that quarter, dead on the front, it's a little noisy, but off the quarter in the front, oh, my God, that's a noisy boat.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Never paid that close attention to it.
Well, that's what makes it ride so good.
Oh, that boat's awesome.
Yeah, but it's still noisy when you're sitting if you take those waves on that front quarter.
Right.
All right, Jug Creek Shoals.
Honestly, the only thing I've heard about there has been some small baby sharks of assorted mixed bag with a couple of Spanish mackerel and a couple of ladyfish. It's been pretty quiet over there. Most of the guys are trying to look for bait and then moving on to other places.
All right, Burnt Store, Two Pines.
Some snook hanging out along the shoreline. Been a handful of pompano on the outside edge of the bar. And an incidental tarpon cruising by, but nothing real special. And then once again, baby sharks. You know, there's even been a couple of bigger black nose and sharp nose there, but a lot of baby sharks cruising around that whole area.
All right, let me see where I'm going here. That's going to take us to the east side.
The east side, it's always a good place. The snook activity's still doing fair. Been getting a couple more reports of some redfish over there, mostly on cut bait again. And then the cobia, some small sharks of assorted brands, are cruising all over on the flats and on the outside edge of the bar. There's been a few tarpon holding up on the outside edge of the bar here and there. And the only thing I've heard about trout-wise, they've all been pretty darn small. Nothing really to write home about.
Actually, I've heard some fairly good trout fishing just inside of the bar. Not outside the bar, but inside the bar.
Okay.
There's been some decent trout fishing there. A lot of smaller trout up on the flats as you get more like halfway between the bar and the islands. Okay. That's where the smaller ones are. But as you get out by the bar, the trout fishing's actually pretty good.
So they're kind of back into that pattern they were in February a little bit more again?
Yeah, like right when it started, the water just started to, well, I don't know, but yeah. All right, Alligator Creek.
Alligator Creek, a lot of snook holding up in there and moving out. Still some juvenile tarpon, occasional black drum, and some jacks. And the jacks are those good size ones. It's those 5 to 15 pounders again, still cruising back and forth through there. And the guys mostly been catching those trolling or taking some of their bait at the end of the day and kind of dumping it out, waiting and seeing what's happening.
All right, Ponce de Leon.
All I've heard about is baby mangrove snapper this week and guys seeing some bigger snook cruising in and out of there, but just mainly baby snapper. It's been kind of quiet with reports there this week. I'm just glad to see it's at least coming back. I know the no-see-ums have been real pleasant there from what the one guy was telling me. Not surprising with the rain because they're bad behind my house. You got that 20 minutes right there as the sun goes down and you lose colors. That 20-minute window after that, they are bad.
I can honestly tell you, I see these shows on TV where these people go out and they take off all their clothes and they go survive in the jungles and they've got mosquitoes and they're all bit up. They can last days with that. And I've been in that and I've been covered in mosquitoes. That is nothing. I have been driven out of boats and actually gone underwater because of the no-see-ums.
Yeah, no-see-ums are bad.
Oh man, that they don't bite you. They drop a little bit of acid on you. You know, kind of like the way a fly eats, where they drop acid and suck up the stuff off of it. And those no-see-ums, they don't bite, but they drop a little tiny droplet of acid on you, and burns, and they get in your hair. Mosquitoes don't really go through your hair.
No.
You know, if you've got a good beard or, you know, long hair or whatever, you don't really get a lot of mosquito bites on your head. But boy, those no-see-ums, they crawl right into it and get down to the skin.
Yep.
And I've literally gone over the side in a boat and gone underwater.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
All right. It's going to take us to PGI canals.
A lot of catch and release snook, quite a few juvenile tarpon. And then, of course, tons of baby mangrove snapper in there. Guys are seeing some black drum, but nobody's really either fishing for them or not ready for them, one of the two. Haven't heard of much reports of landings, but a lot of people seeing them.
Guy caught a great big black drum off of Cape Hayes the other day. So really? I forgot about that till you mentioned black drums here, and I remembered that.
Nice.
You know, PGI's been pretty good, but this is kind of nearing the end of the canal season because it's going to start getting hot. We've been lucky this cloud cover's kind of kept the fish, what fish are in those piers, or in the canals, still in the canals.
Yeah.
But as soon as this cloud cover leaves, or, you know, about 4 more degrees water temperature, they're going to jump out of those canals quick.
Big time.
Gilcrest Pier.
I've heard of a couple small sharks there, actually. And a guy hooked a cobia, but it went under the dock next to the pier and broke him off. He didn't say how big it was. He just said it broke him off next to the pier. So, still, finally a good report.
Yeah, no, there's been several of them. Alligator Creek, the reef.
The reef itself, been some Spanish mackerel scattered on it. Mangrove snapper is starting to come back a little bit. Most of them are small, but there are a few bigger ones. I've heard of a couple guys seeing a couple tarpon roll on it, but haven't hooked any that I'm aware of. And then the few incidental cobia here and there. It's been kind of a mixed barrage, but the bonnet heads were out there last week, according to the lady that was in this morning. Her and her husband sat there and caught like 8 or 9 of them. And that was kind of neat to hear, because I like it when they move out to that open water sometimes. I don't know if they... I wouldn't think that they would give birth out there, but it seems like there's times where they move out there to like marker 5 or the lower 20-foot hole and the reef, and I don't really understand why they'd be out there in those numbers the way they do.
I actually think that's probably the best hypothesis, whatever thought of why, because most of the time they're back up in the shallows, and then every once in a while I'll be out there and trying to catch black tips or sharp nose or something and just whack the bonnet sharks. And I used to do it a lot when my mom and dad, taking my mom and dad out fishing, because somebody's on there, you know, they're always going to be throwing shrimp on the bottom trying right. to catch whatever, and that's when you just nail the bonnet sharks.
It's kind of strange.
Yeah. It's neat. But it's literally this time of year is when it would happen.
Yeah.
Because this is when they're always saying, you know, you got to take a shark fishing, got to take a shark fishing. So, all right, deep holes in the harbor.
Spanish mackerel, incidental bluefish, a couple guys have been seeing some tarpon, not hooking any, but seeing them. And then there's obviously the stingrays and the catfish have been all over the place out there. Handful of cow nose rays and their big spawning groups out there swimming around entertaining people. Has been a little windy, so not a lot of people have been fishing it, but it hasn't been too terribly bad.
All right. To the bait reports, white bait.
White bait at the channel markers 1 and 2. It's been there. If you chum, you'll actually get more white bait. If you don't chum, you're going to get more thread fins. And they're small thread fins, so you're just wrecking them, which right. is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then the there's been some down at Devilfish and up and down the Intercoastal. I've heard of a few reports along the east wall and the west wall, but not anything consistent. But it is nice to finally hear of it scattered kind of all over the place. I think some of what people are seeing over there on the east side are threadies, because
right.
they aren't living in their live wells.
Yeah, that's thread fins. Okay, I guess we go with thread fins, which I'm usually speaking of the larger ones. Any yeah. out through the harbor?
Yeah, there are some schools out there. It's been so windy that not a lot of people have been seeing them, but I know that they've been out there, especially in the 20-foot holes. There's even been some popping up over here at the 41 Bridge on occasion.
Okay, let me get that retyped. There we go. And I'm going to break my own finger if I cannot spell T-H-E instead of H-T-E. I don't know why I can't get that corrected. And it makes me nuts because I got to go back and retype it all over the place. All right. Let's see. I did the red tide reports on... that was yesterday, so that was the 17th. So the red tide reports, everybody's in good shape right now. There's low to background concentrations or very low concentrations. Sarasota doesn't have anything in the samples. Charlotte County, very low concentrations in 4 samples. Lee County, background to very low concentrations. Collier County, background to low. So, I mean, as far as I know right now, there's no bad red tide anywhere. Freshwater, Rotunda.
Yep, Rotunda for bass and Mayan cichlids and some bluegill.
Okay.
And it's all shiners and worms, mostly with a few minnows. But shiners definitely dominating for the bass. And then the guys have been buying some frogs in anticipation with all of this rain, which is not real surprising. Overcast, cools the water down, rain, little oxygen. Frogs love the rain, so they get excited. So, and there's nothing more fun than catching any fish species on a topwater. I mean, some of the most fun I had here when I first started coming here was using a little freshwater fly rod that I had, and I'd use one of those little spider poppers for the bluegill. And then come up and hit it, and then the occasional bass would come up and wreck it and really throw you for a loop. It's always a good time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And what are we going to say about tarpon right now? Tarpon in the pass, what are yeah. they feeding on?
It's all been pretty much in the pass.
I want to see how you fish the trip.
Okay.
All right.
The pass has been pretty much everything for the tarpon, and they're all crabs. couple guys are catching them on squirrel fish, a couple guys are catching them on shrimp, but crabs definitely are the main food option right now. And they're playing real nice. All the people are playing real nice. The fish are cooperating good.
Spinning tackle. With the pinch-ons.
With the pinch-on weights. 4 to 6 feet a leader. And then just trying to cast up current and letting it slowly come down. Watching the depths of those fish, where they're at, and trying to get that crab to just drift down and swim down as naturally as possible has been the key thing. And then it's a subtle bite, so you're just feeling for that little tiny tap with the occasional, holy mackerel, that was definitely a hit. And one I got the other day was a decent hit. I knew it was for sure a hit. It wasn't one of those questionable ones. And then Carl actually stuck the second fish and handed it off to me. But I actually finally got to stick a fish on my own, which was nice.
Yeah, that's the biggest enjoyment I have out there is I know I can land them. I just really enjoy getting the hookups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been fun. It's been kind of nice to see everyone playing nice out there for once.
Yeah.
I mean, I even had my second fish went underneath another guy's line, and he was fighting a fish. Pulled right up, handed the rod off, and pulled it over his line, and handed it right back, and we both went our separate ways, and nobody screamed and yelled, and one guy even commented and said, that's the way it's supposed to work. It was kind of nice.
You know, when I was out there, I snagged a guy's line. As soon as I saw what I did, I said, man, I'm really sorry. You know, I didn't know I was there. I said, I apologize. He's like, oh, no problem. I just let it out. I'll get it done for you. And I untangled it, dropped it back in the water, and he reeled up and waved at each other, and it was all good.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Quite the nice change compared to the last couple of years.
Yeah, the last 10 years ago, it was a war zone out there.
Yeah.
6 years ago when I was out there, I was literally motor at idle in neutral, drifting, not watching. A guy tried ramming me because he wanted to go that way.
Yeah.
Couldn't be bothered to drive around me, just wanted to try and drive right through the boat. I was like, yeah, you're lucky. I quit when they quit doing all the drug stuff here, and even because back in the 70s, people always say how much better it always was in the olden days. But back then, you could drive around the corner and get in the middle of a big drug deal, and that was unhealthy.
Yeah.
So definitely. You always went armed, and now I don't go armed because back then it was people doing drug deals and stuff, and actually legitimate reasons for being upset if you got in on them. Now they're just jerks, and I don't want to shoot anybody over being a jerk.
Right, exactly. You know?
So I literally leave the gun at the house just so I don't hurt somebody just because, my God, are you a jerk. You know?
Okay. Exactly.
Anything else we should be going over?
Not really. I mean, take advantage of some of these beautiful days in between the rains, and don't let the weatherman forecast how your weekend's going to be or your weekday's going to be, because we're kind of in that summertime pattern. Just watch the thunderheads and
just get out early.
Get out early and watch the thunderheads and dodge them sometimes if you have to. Big deal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's normal. If you're not used to it, you will get used to it. It just takes a little bit. But isolated thunderstorms literally means isolated thunderstorms. You can drive right along the edge of it and put one hand out to the side of the boat and get completely soaked and be bone dry the rest of you.
Oh yeah, when I was doing charters, that was one of the things that would just fascinate the heck out of people. I would run them up with the boat about 30, 35 miles an hour, and we would come in, I'd have people put their hands out, you know, on that side of the boat, and literally get them wet on that side with the other side of the boat dry.
Yep.
And you could just go right up to the wall of rain and just kind of ricochet off of it, you know, you steer your way off of it.
But, right.
You know, it was a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, believe it or not, this is show 496.
Wow.
Yeah, pushing 500 here.
That's pretty awesome.
So anyway, yeah, I got a show to load too. That'll be 497. So next week we'll probably top 500 shows.
That's awesome.
Just peachy. All right. Anyway, I think that will do it for us. I don't Can't think of anything else we should talk about?
Nope. Can't think of anything other than just go out and have a good time and stay hydrated.
Okay, boys and girls.
Driven by my buddy Mike.
Driven by my buddy Robert.
On the basis for alligator walleye pike. Emo brought his TV and wrote these beagles.
How do you not smile when you hear Diupers? Go on Diupers.com and buy the song.
We got lawn chairs, a poker table, an ice cold keg of beer. We're loaded down with so much stuff. Mike can hardly steer.
Hey, what's up for the stuff?
When he oopers in a pontoon boat, fishing for Moby Dick. The wife, she thinks I'm working, and the boss, he thinks I'm sick. It's a perfect day for fishing, drinking beer.